Our Lord's last command is our first priority. In the church, in the family, in the city, to the ends of the earth. Join us in October for White Unto Harvest.
Well, I think there's several sins that the contemporary church falls into in evangelizing or in not evangelizing. The first one would be the prayerlessness of so much evangelism. It begins in the inner closet, feeling the burden, crying out to God Almighty. And we should never go evangelize someone without crying out to the Lord to bless it. And I think that's what the Puritans have to teach us first and foremost. This John Bunyan used to say, you can do more than pray after you pray, but you can't do more than pray until you pray. And then secondly, I think there's this sin today, and I call it a sin, of the lack of zeal. Realizing the importance of the gospel, realizing the life and death issues that are at stake. And the Puritan was a man who was full of zeal. In fact, at least six different Puritans wrote entire treatises on the necessity of zeal. And then thirdly, I think today there's this great sin of trying to accommodate the gospel in some way to modern man's desires, to make it user-friendly, to make him comfortable, to soft-pedal the radical demands of the gospel, to minimize sin, to tell him in one way or another he doesn't have to cut off his right hand or pluck out his right eye in order to come to Christ. Trying to get people to say yes to the gospel without enabling them and showing them they have to count the cost. I think that's a really big issue. And then fourthly, whether you call this a sin or not, there's a lack of clarity in presenting the gospel today. I suppose it's a sin in this sense that we have a misconception of who God is, a misconception of the heinousness of sin, a misconception of the necessity that justice be satisfied through the passive obedience of Jesus, paying for our sin, and the active obedience of Jesus, obeying the law for us. And through that double obedience, the justice of God is satisfied on our behalf, so that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And we need today in evangelism a stronger emphasis on the justice of God and this tremendous concept of substitution. Jesus taking my place and bearing my sin and me receiving his gospel graces.